This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how yesterday's ruling will be applied. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he's fostered black representation at the highest levels of government.
I picked a black woman to be my vice president. I've appointed the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. I've appointed more black judges, more black women judges than every other president in American history combined.
Biden says Donald Trump would undo everything he's done for black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years. The Coast Guard is closing two parts of the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin. The affected areas go from Whitman, Minnesota to Trempealeau, and then from La Crosse to the Quad Cities. The Coast Guard says the water is too high from recent rains to be safe for people or their boats. Public support is slipping a bit for new wind and solar energy projects, 75% compared to 80%, according to the Pew Research Center. Advocates say people need to understand climate change is happening right now.
We can point to the drought that affected our farmers last summer, and then in stark comparison, the intense rain and flooding events we've been experiencing this spring and summer.
Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin. The cast of the classic TV sitcom Happy Days is coming to central Wisconsin. Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Donnie Most are set to appear at the Iowa Car Show next weekend. It's the 52nd year for the event that calls itself the biggest car show and swap meet in America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
We here at WFHR and WIRI are grateful to be part of this wonderful community. To us, locally grown radio means just that. Local sports, local happenings and news, local business, and most importantly, you, our local listeners. Thank you for joining us today for this special programming on our 4th of July holiday. Happy Independence Day.
Hello, everyone. This is James J. Maloff, Program Director, host, wishing you all a fun, safe 4th of July.
Hi, Tim Hubbell here of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, wishing your family a happy and safe 4th of July.
Hello, this is Pamela Hilke, Traffic Director and Office Manager. I hope you and yours are having a wonderful July 4th. Enjoy our Independence Day and be safe.
Hello, this is Seth Habhager, Head of Production and On-Air Personality, wishing everyone a safe and happy 4th of July holiday.
And I'm Melissa Kay. Happy 4th of July. ATV-UTV riding is becoming a popular pastime in our state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges ATV and UTV riders to celebrate the 4th of July holiday responsibly. 17 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes so far this year. Some contributing factors to their deaths include not wearing a seatbelt or helmet, and alcohol and speed were also factors. Wearing appropriate gear and operating responsibly significantly reduces the chance of a severe injury or a fatal crash. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Independence Day celebration begins at 6 p.m. tonight. DJ Entertainment Engines will begin playing music downtown at 6. The Wisconsin Rapids City Band will perform outside the Centralia Center from 7 to 8, and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen Addison Morin will sing the national anthem before the fireworks show begins around 9:30. It's wonderful to live in a community where you know your neighbors, can talk over the back fence, and if you're ever in a pickle, your community will step up and help. At WFHR and WIRI, we believe in our community, and we're grateful for you, our listeners.
I'm Melissa Kay. Happy 4th of July.
Hi, I'm Laura Berg. I'm an on-air personality for WIRI, a sound engineer, and a voice talent for WFHR and WIRI. And I would like to wish all of you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Hello, everyone. Randy Paul, sports broadcaster here. Hoping you are able to celebrate with family and friends this 4th of July the many freedoms that we enjoy. And as always, may God bless the USA.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your radio and digital advertising consultant, and I want to wish you a safe and happy 4th of July on or off the water.
Hello, this is Chuck Gennaro, station manager WFHR and WIRI, wishing you a safe and healthy 4th of July holiday.
There's a speed enforcement task force in the area. The Portage County Sheriff's Office, Stevens Point, and Plover Police Departments are participating in a multi-jurisdictional traffic safety force geared toward decreasing crashes and obtaining voluntary compliance with traffic laws. They're increasing their traffic enforcement efforts now through August. Buckle up, put down the phone, slow down, and arrive safely. It's Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point today through Saturday. They'll have live music daily, food and refreshments, and fireworks on Saturday night. It's their 40th anniversary at Pifner Pioneer Park. Admission is free, but please leave your pets at home. There's family-friendly activities beginning at noon today with inflatable games and a carnival. Friday, the carnival continues, and Saturday has a market in the park from noon to 5. Spin doctors entertain on Thursday, horseshoes and hand grenades on Friday, and the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band on Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks add a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks signed 30-year-old forward Taurean Prince. Last year with the Lakers, the 6'5" Prince averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances. He played for Minnesota before that. Baseball, Brewers making a trade. They sent a prospect infielder, Gregory Barrios, to the Rays for a starting right-handed pitcher, 29-year-old Aaron Civale. Last night, the Crew with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. The first shutout for Milwaukee at Coors Field since 2005, Christian Yelich, with a home run, named as a starter in the upcoming All-Star game, along with catcher William Contreras. Colin Ray pitching 7 innings in the shutout.
Code Red, we call him Code Red. He was sensational and really efficient. I think he went more down and away fastball than he normally does, and you'd have to ask him, but I don't think he threw as many cutters.
Yeah, it was a late night. That's manager Pat Murphy. They wrap up the 4-game series tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. TikTok sensation Haley Welch, a.k.a. the Huck Tua girl, now has representation. It's about time. I still don't get the Huck part of the move. Seems kind of gross, but apparently some people think loogies are sexy. Welch signed with an agency called The Penthouse. Sounds about right. She is hoping to launch a career as a social media star after she showed the world how she does foreplay. Welch told the Plan Bree Uncut podcast she's grateful for the opportunity and says, "I say something silly and my life has changed. Isn't God great?" Country music star Zach Bryan is the latest to buy into the craze when he pulled Welch on stage during one of his concerts and she performed the move for the entire audience. We have so much to learn from Haley. When asked what her parents and family think, the Huck Tua girl said, "They know how I am because you never know what comes out of my mouth." Well, they do now, Haley. For what it's worth, that's the same sound someone makes when given the Heimlich maneuver. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some heavy rain on the way later this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. We're talking 1 to 1.5 inches or more of rain possible. Today, sunny this morning, scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon, high of 84. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 61. Tomorrow, rain, scattered thunderstorms, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.